This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes of the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, it's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. We are expecting the Coronavirus Task Force to have their daily briefing from the White House just under an hour from now. It's expected at 2 o'clock Pacific time. So we will bring that to you live here on 97.3 Cairo FM. Brock Huard's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. And I'll tell you what I'm interested in talking to Brock about, because he has three kids. He's got a high school senior, a freshman, and then his little guy, who's about 10 years old, 10 or 11. They're all very active athletes. And if you have been in a family with kids who are active in a variety of sports, and they're doing personal training, and they got practices, and they have games, and now all of a sudden, none of that. So I'm just curious, when you're going a billion miles an hour, and all of a sudden it all stops because of this COVID-19. So I'll see how that's working out for Brock. And two of my girls are at home right now. And I thought I told this heartwarming story, and Nicole just sent me a burn of a text last night. No, this, you tore at my heart last night,
well,
Nicole.
I feel like you deserved it.
Well, I told the story right at the beginning of the show yesterday. That, and I've been taking the self-quarantine thing very, very seriously. I'm going for walks. I'm going for bike rides. I got the range of motion that I can ride my bike now. But other than that, I'm not doing anything. And so I told what I thought was a very heartwarming story. Last weekend, my youngest daughter, she rents a house with a couple of friends. And her two friends are now home. They went back to their parents' place for the time being during the self-quarantine. And my daughter wanted to have our dog, because she thought, be nice just for security and to have Buddy. I'll take him to the dog park. And so she came and picked him up last weekend. And she'd been, up until a couple of weeks ago, going to happy hour and stuff. And I said, so I met her in the driveway. We made the transfer of Buddy. It was like a scene right out of Kramer versus Kramer as I'm handing over Buddy to her.
Not even allowed to come to the door.
No, I didn't even let her in the house. Yeah, because I didn't know who she'd been with at happy hour. And then she and the dog get in. And I said, it was the first time since my girls have been grown and they've been at, come over to visit and have left, it's the first time I did not hug one of my daughters goodbye. And I thought that was a very, heartstring story, that's the kind of decisions we have to make these days. So then, if you're listening right at noon yesterday, I told this story that my alarm went off at 6:30. And I think my day starts like a lot of yours. I, grab my phone, I turn off the alarm, and us boys, at least, we have to go pee-pee first thing in the morning. So I've got my phone, I'm checking all my overnight messages, and for the first time in my life, and I'd had this phone, have I had this phone as long as I've known you, Nicole?
Probably too long.
It was an old phone.
Yes.
But it worked fine for me, because all I do is I make calls, I text, I check the web, and that's about it. I don't need a lot on my phone. I have a couple apps. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Yep.
So yesterday morning, I'm still a little sleepy, apparently. I dropped my phone in the toilet. And here I've been such a germaphobe, and I dove in with both hands, and it was piddle water. And I grabbed it, and I ran over to a towel that was next to the tub or next to the shower, and it was still making calls and everything. And then last evening, after I got off the radio yesterday, I went to put it on the charger, and it wouldn't charge. And apparently, if you have water damage, that's a very common side effect.
Should have probably put it in rice, like I said.
Dory, I have a question. How did you sanitize the phone? You skipped over that part completely.
Yesterday he said he Lysoled it.
Oh.
No, a Clorox wipe. Okay. I used a Clorox wipe on it.
All right.
So anyway, but it wouldn't charge. And I can't function because Nicole and I are communicating constantly during the show with texts and messages, and we call each other during commercials and, you know, all the stuff that we normally do face-to-face we have to do over the phone. And I literally could not do the show if I didn't have my phone. So I went to the Verizon store last night, which is an essential business, apparently.
It is.
They're still open. Everything's essential.
It is.
Is there anything that's not essential?
I'm telling you, traffic has been worse since Inslee's announcement.
Jeez,
I haven't had to wait at a light with, you know, more than two or three other cars in 2 weeks. And this morning there was a line. I was like, what is going on?
When I had to wait, there was this lovely young couple ahead of me at the Verizon store, and I had to wait about 15 minutes for them to finish their transaction. And you know me.
How close were you?
I don't like going out of the house. I didn't want the last thing I wanted to do was get a new phone last night. So I get it. Now I'm feeling kind of proud because it's what's the latest? It's an 11?
An 11, yes.
Got? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so I got an 11.
Fancy.
Yeah.
No excuse for not Instagramming now.
I truly don't need 99% of it. But so I get this 11, and then I text Nicole, tell her I got a new phone.
Well, you had missed a call from me.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, I was getting back to you. That's right. Mm-hmm. And Nicole said, wait a second, you wouldn't hug your daughter goodbye? But you'd leave the house and expose yourself to COVID-19 to get a phone? That was hurtful.
Maybe it should be.
You know why it was hurtful? Because it was true.
I know. Made you think about it, didn't it?
It did. Yes. I would not hug my daughter on Saturday, but I would carry my P phone.
And hand it to somebody. And let them hand you another phone. You had to hand your phone over, and they had to hand it back to you. Like, so you're touching something that a stranger who you have no idea what kind of germs they carry are.
And then they gave me a trade-in on the phone. You know how much the trade-in is?
I can't believe they gave you a trade-in. Normally, you can only get a trade-in for the last two models, maybe.
Yeah.
$20.
Yeah, so they gave me a $10 trade-in, and then the kid at the Verizon store, he was a really nice kid, and then he goes, you know, you had to wait so long for the couple in front of you, I'm going to give you a $20 trade-in, which I'm sure is just a rap they do because they like getting a nice review when the email goes out about how they did, but he'll get a great review from me anyway, but so I got $20. And then I was thinking, are they going to tell the next owner of the phone that it actually was awash in my urine?
Ew.
Do they have to disclose that?
Of course not. But I also think that they don't. It's getting recycled. It's not actually getting given to anybody.
Did you tell him it was a pee phone?
Yeah. I told him I dropped it in the toilet.
That had just been peed in.
Yeah, but they're not putting effort into fixing your P phone.
Here's my thing.
That was an iPhone. It's a P phone now?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 years old.
Yes, I got upgraded
to the
from an iPhone.
To the P phone.
Yeah, I went up about 13 letters. But my thinking was, if you buy a house that was the scene of a grisly murder, they have to disclose that to the buyer. They can't sweep that under the rug. I think whenever they recycle my pee phone, that they should have to disclose to the new owner that it sat in my urine. It was only for the briefest fraction of a second, but I'm pushing for, I like less government intervention. But I believe that we should now have to disclose if there is a body function equivalent of a grisly murder that's happened to our phones that we trade.
I don't know. You might have been able to get more than $20 for it if you would have put it on eBay as Dory's P phone.
That's sick. That's disturbing.
Dory, I have a question.
It's all weird
that's
stuff.
Even more disturbing. Would you have dived into the toilet if it were something other than...
No, don't.
Okay,
don't ask the question.
No, I won't. I won't.
And let me say that it's almost physically impossible to drop it into the toilet under that circumstance.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. There's a seal.
Yeah, good catch.
There's no. Well, I guess before. Yeah, it's possible because I put it in my back pocket, and that's how I've done it before, is it's fallen out as I pull my pants down.
I've had mine fall into a porta potty with all the blue water, and I reached in, and I pulled it out. Yes, it was my only phone, and I really sanitized the heck out of it. It was gross.
I'm not touching anything you ever touched.
That was like 7 years ago.
This has really gotten disturbing.
It has.
Okay. Can we move on to some other news stories here, please?
Please.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not that this wasn't important, but there may be a huge victory for $30 car tabs in Washington. The Judge Ferguson has signed a final judgment order on 976, and unless the city of Seattle and or Jay Inslee and or Sound Transit continue to try to screw over the taxpayers and pursue this and try to get another delay, $30 car tabs could go into effect on Friday in Washington. Now, again, it is not an absolute done deal. But now the big question, because my wife, bless her heart, I wish she hadn't done this, but she had been sitting on her car tab renewal for weeks, and then it was going to be, have to pay a late fee. And she just renewed them, I think, yesterday. And now it looks like $30 tabs may go into effect on Friday. So the Monson family might have just been screwed out of $400.
Mine are up this week.
What's that?
Mine are up this week. What? I think maybe today.
I'm not paying it right now until Friday. But here's the thing. And again, I was talking last hour. KUOW said, we're not going to carry the Trump coronavirus press briefings because he has too many mistruths. And it's just, leftist propaganda that is public radio. And I said, are you going to censor Jay Inslee? Because of all the lies he tells about not raising taxes. Now, you may recall, KUOW, that a few weeks ago, Jay Inslee said, all the car tab money that's being paid between the November vote and now is going into a trust fund so we can refund it to the people. And it appears that that was another blatant lie, that it was just the state portion of your car tab bill, which is a tiny, tiny portion because most of it goes to Sound Transit. So now we're going to see if Jay Inslee, if Dow Constein, Jenny Durkin, if the CEO of Sound Transit, if they are going to refund all of the money, which would be tens of millions of dollars that they have collected in car tabs between the November vote and this week, when it looks like a judge is going to say $30 tabs is the law. And if Jay Inslee doesn't immediately figure out a way, and especially now when there are so many people in tough economic times, I have daughters who don't make a lot of dough and are getting screwed over by their car tabs and have had bills come due the last couple of months. If Jay Inslee doesn't ensure that every penny over that $30 that people have paid since November gets refunded promptly, and at a time when, again, people need a little economic infusion. That's why they're doing this big bailout in D.C. And if that money doesn't come back to us, toot sweet, then I hope KUOW will censor and not ever again broadcast a Jay Inslee press conference because of all of his lies. But that's the thing with public radio, and that's why they should be defunded. They accept all of the lies from the left, from people like Jay Inslee, and they've now decided they need to censor the lies from people like the president. And then there are stations like Cairo, where we bring you Jay Inslee press conferences, we bring you Donald Trump press conferences. We're not your censor, We let you be your own gatekeeper, but I will come on and I will tell you when our local public officials have lied and have robbed people of tens of millions of dollars. So huge news as $30 car tabs could go into effect as soon as this week. And that would be a huge victory for the taxpayers of this state. All right, next up in the Fastest 15, there's a crazy story in the New York Times that shows which states are doing best with quarantine and social distancing. And this is tied into the phone conversation we were just having. They have a map in the New York Times that shows how we are doing week by week on social distancing. And the way they collected all of this data was via our smartphones. They have been able to determine how far apart we are physically because of our, and they can, you know, pinpoint to within a foot of where all of us are. And they can tell how we've been doing with social distancing. And the Seattle area, the Western Washington, is doing okay. And New York and the Northeast has been doing pretty poorly. So it's California. I mean, the other regions that have been hit so hard by COVID-19. So I guess this is cool data, but as you were saying, Nicole, it's also scary that they have this data and can just tell the world how far apart we are because they can access exactly where our phones are in our pockets.
I know. I think there is some scariness to it, but then I also, you know, I listen to a lot of true crime, and I think it's kind of cool that they can, you know, let people go if their phones aren't where the person was murdered, then they're free, and then you can see whose phone was. It's pretty amazing technology.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I guess if it's collective, it's okay, but if they had it for us as individual, this is why I'm so against them putting transponders in our cars, because I don't want the government to ever be able to track where I am. So, I don't know, it's scary. These scary times. All right, and back to the presidential race. Joe Biden has not been able to campaign, but he's trying to do more from home. So he was doing interviews on the various cable news and network shows this morning. Another disaster for Joe Biden, as Jake Tapper on CNN asked him if he'd been tested for COVID-19. And Joe says no, but he's fine. And then Joe starts coughing into his hand, and Jake Tapper scolds him for it.
We're going to be in a position where you got to get these underway and the background check started relatively soon, sometime in April.
Given the corona,
I have not talked to any individual. Excuse me.
You know, you're supposed to cough into your elbow. I don't know, sir. I learned that actually covering your White House.
Actually, that's true. But fortunately, I'm alone in my home. But that's okay.
All right.
I agree. You're right.
You should just. Excuse it's just. Me. It's kind of old school to do it with your hand. Do it into your elbow. You're supposed to do it.
Thank you.
Let me ask you.
It's kind of snide of Jake Tapper.
Well, do you notice what Biden does? So he gets mad, and his eyes get the crazy Joe look in them.
Oh yeah.
And then he covers it with, "That's okay though. That's okay, though."
I know,
that's
yeah.
how he covers yeah. it. When he realizes his temper has, you know, reached a point, that he covers it with, "That's okay, though."
But it was weird. Right as he was talking about it, he hasn't been tested, but he's fine. And then he starts hacking into his hand. It's on TV, on live TV.
Well, that he was talking about gun control there and picking a VP like, what's his name?
But just a minute earlier,
right?
He'd asked him if he'd been tested. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all very well. I got some more Biden stuff that I got to play, but I'll do that a little bit later this hour, because that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Brock Huert. Let's see what it's like to go from a house with kids who have 50 million practices and trainings and games every week to everybody cooped up in the same house. Blessing or curse? I'm guessing with Brock, everything's a blessing. But we'll talk with Brock Huert, our weekly visit with him, coming up right after we check the news for you here on the Dory Monson Show.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
It's hump day with Huard.
Blue and it, check. Brown 24 Razor.
Brought to you by IRG Physical and Hand Therapy on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. With a 12s, hear the Hawks.
Play fake to Penny Russell, lets it go. Down the far sideline. Reaching up, making the catch. Touchdown, Seahawks!
Here's Dory Monson.
Well, it's Wednesday afternoon. Time for a weekly visit with a friend, Brock Huard from Fox Sports 710 ESPN Seattle. Good afternoon, Brock.
Good afternoon, Dory. So great to hear your voice. A little bit of normalcy as we get to do this every week, even in really abnormal circumstances.
It is. How are things in so now are you guys all hunkered down in the Huard house, and how is that?
Yeah, you know, it's been honestly like so just refreshing family time, Dory, more than anything else. So I've got two of the three kids are doing virtual school. So Titus and Macy are at the Bear Creek School. And really from day one, they were wired in and ready to go. And so they're on teams and me, it's like, from 8 a.m. till 3, she's pretty locked in doing all of her classwork and tests. And Titus is the same way. So those two have been able to stay to some of their routine. Haley's up at Eastlake. That is not the case. So she's got a little bit more time on her hands, but we've just worked out a bunch together. We've sat around the dinner table longer than we ever have. No one's run into this appointment or that game or this training. So it's, in that way, it's been hugely positive to have just unprecedented family time.
So let me get this straight. So the private school has figured out how to do online learning and the public has not yet. Okay. All right. I was just processing that. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, it's a little, to be fair, it's a little different scale.
I know. I understand. I'm dealing with a lot of public school stuff myself. No, yes. but you're right that for the first time, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about, because, you as much as anybody know what it's like to have your kids going a billion miles an hour every second of every day. And I know that's how it was for my kids, whether it was piano or soccer or basketball. And for me as a coach of a lot of those teams, just on the go constantly. And it's odd to go from, and I'm sure it's stranger for people like you who have kids who are under 18 still, but to go from a million miles an hour to, we don't have practice, we don't have training, we don't have a game this weekend. Do you miss all that stuff too, though?
You do. It's kind of this tug and this pull, right? Where you kind of crave certainly the social element of it. My dad was a football coach, and from the very earliest memories I have was always being around his teams or being in the weight room or just always around the team environment. And that is absolutely what you just really do miss. I just miss that social interaction and that camaraderie and that friendship and the struggle and the strained relationships and all of it, right, that comes in a team environment. So you miss that. But on the other side, man, you're getting a lot done here. We're fortunate to have, the sport court for the kids to play on and a place for them to work out. And, the other day we went out there as a family and worked out, and I got yelled at because I was too mean because I was trying to lead some of the exercises. So, that didn't go particularly well. But
shocking.
Yeah, totally shocking. I was just like, get your butt down, flatten it out. Come on, get in that plank. I'm trying to be an encourager, and it just isn't coming across terribly encouraging. So you certainly miss the team aspect of it. But you also have slowed down enough to go, gosh, this is also great. To your point, we're not just running hair on fire and just running in circles. We have time for an hour to sit at the dinner table. We have time to all sit here and read. We all have time to catch up and dig deeper than we've ever really gotten to do over the last half dozen years.
For me, it's like an incredible blessing because our kids are all, you know, my oldest is 30 now. So they're all in their 20s and now 30s. And two of my girls and my son-in-law, they're hanging out here right now. And my youngest daughter made chocolate chip banana bread yesterday, Whoa. Which I've never seen in my life, anything like that. And we sat around the fire pit a couple nights ago, and my daughter and son-in-law, they made drinks, and we sat by the fire pit and just visited. And I was thinking, so this is what life can be like if you're not going a million miles an hour. And I don't miss all the things and activities that we did, but I'm not going to take this for granted either. And I'm not saying this is necessarily better or worse than anything else. All I'm saying is I appreciate this. I'm not taking it for granted. And yeah. I'm having a blast right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, in just listening to you there a little bit and reflecting kind of on our situation here, it does remind me a bit of some of my travels I have done abroad, some of the travels I've done with Compassion International, who sponsors my faith and sports podcast, who are amazing people who sponsor 2 million kids around the globe, and to travel to Guatemala with them and El Salvador with them. And you know what you find? In many of those villages and many of those places that don't have things, they have each other. And they do what we're doing now. They spend time in their home and cook their meals and spend time and talk. And there's community, right, within so many of those villages, and people and family members enjoy one another. Yeah. And they love being around one another and spending time with one another. Where, man, we just run so fast, so often, so crazy that, we don't have this kind of time that we're getting right now.
And then there's one other factor that I guess it doesn't apply to you, but it applies in our house. You guys don't have a dog, right?
No.
Why not? You seem like you should be a dog guy.
No, not a dog guy. And I'm not anti-dog guy, and I'm not anti-dog. And I was a dog myself for 4 years at the University of Washington, a D-A-W-G dog. And I can bark with the best of them. I can bark with them up and down the tunnel.
Don't do that. You're scaring people.
Sorry. No dog.
Your family doesn't have a dog.
My wife's a designer.
Buddy.
I'm looking at pillows right now that are like designer pillows. They're not pillows that you sleep on. They're not pillows for anything. They're just designer pillows. So I think a little neat freak like I am and a designer like my wife, not necessarily conducive to dogs.
Okay. All right.
But buddy needs to be walked. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting your story. Is that what you're going to tell me? Someone now has to leave the home. Yeah. And walk
buddy. The all-time beneficiary of this is Buddy. And I think other people who have dogs, because Buddy is going for walks or runs. And I'm not exaggerating. I think he went 6 times yesterday. He's out with my wife for a run as we speak, right? And my wife is working, but she's working from home.
Yeah.
And she just took, right before you and I talked, she left with Buddy. My girls take him at least once or twice a day. I've been walking a ton, so I'm taking him. And so now, instead of one walk a day, which is all they really need, but Buddy got 6 runs and walks yesterday. And then he just comes home and he is out. I mean, he has had it with this. He wants all of us to leave so soon, I think.
So you're telling me the Iditarods are going to go crazy. There are going to be so many Iditarod dog racers getting ready to go with these dogs in the best shape of their lives.
For a while, I think Buddy, every time when the girls came home, he was so excited to see them. Now it's like, and I'm home working. I thought he liked that at first. I think he just wants all of us out as soon as possible, and he can have the house to himself for the day, just be on a Beans Guard dog and sleep and bark at any delivery guys. And I think he's had it with all this, though, Brock. I'm
That's why
starting to feel bad for him.
He gets in that house after his 6th run. He's just done.
He's at it. But, he's in some kind of good shape, though.
He sure
I've got his body fat down to 4.5%. That's some doubts.
Oh.
All right. Well, it's nice catching up with you, and we'll get back to normal soon. I've enjoyed watching your daughter's video, her highlight video going out there a couple days ago. Got to
get back,
all
Dory.
Kinds of
we will,
exciting stuff.
Yeah, we will get through this, but I guess that's a little bit of just my messaging, and I know my messaging is not everybody's, and I'm able to do my work from home, and Molly does her work from home, and that's not everybody, and there's a lot of people that are hurting really, really badly. So it's kind of easy to say this, to enjoy this time when, you know, we're fortunate to be able to still do this work from home. But man, just if you have family and you do have more time than you ever had, just take advantage of this unprecedented time to love on that family.
Yep. Do not take it for granted. All right. Good stuff, my friend. I appreciate being off with me today. Thanks so much.
You got it, Dory.
Okay, Brock Heward, you can hear his podcast, Above and Beyond. We always have that linked up at MyNorthwest.com. I know they dropped a new Brock and Salt podcast yesterday, and he's on Fox Sports as well. And we have lots more straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show.
Rolls on, rolls on,
rolls on. Well, some Seattle radio media has decided to censor because of their radical politics. We will not. We'll bring you press conferences from Jay Inslee and Jenny Durkin. We'll bring you press conferences from the President of the United States. And in fact, we're expecting a White House coronavirus presser, the daily one, coming up right at the top of the hour. So we'll bring that to you when they go live. And that's why it's so bizarre that the radical media, the leftist media, has said, we're going to censor this. Because the last 2 days, that coronavirus task force has been incredibly consequential. As the Dow has gone up 2,600 points the last 2 days, because the president has said that he's not going to let the cure be worse than the disease. And that has had an enormous impact on the markets. But there's some in the media who don't want you to hear that, I guess because it reflects well on somebody they are determined to destroy. So that's why you've made the right choice to be listening here on Cairo. Remember a couple days ago when some celebrities were going to make us feel better? Gal Gadot and Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon by singing Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
They're all doing selfie videos in their mansions, talking about a world of no possessions. You know a celebrity I like? Ryan Reynolds, the actor, who had something to say about his fellow celebrities' just tone deafness.
We need to work together to flatten the curve and fight off COVID-19. I think in times of crisis, I think we all know that it's the celebrities that we count on most. They're the ones who are going to get us through this. Right after healthcare workers, of course, first responders, people who work in essential services, ping pong players, mannequins. They're great. Childhood imaginary friends. Sure. Like 400 other types of people. Look, stay at home. Practice social distancing. Wash your hands. We are going to get through this thing. We're going to get through this thing together. And I'd like to nominate these three great Canadians to spread the word. Mr. Stephen Page, Constable Terry Reynolds of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and Mr. Seth Rogen of the Point Grey Rogans.
Ryan Reynolds taking a shot at celebrities. That Imagine video, that was the worst. They couldn't have been more toned down. We are expecting the task force briefing. We'll bring that to you live. And we got you covered on all other fronts here on the Dory Monson Show.